We have our social media commentator, Laura McDonald, with us right now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you all?
I'm doing okay. I think we're okay. Everybody okay? Yeah,
okay.
We're okay. We're good. Let's talk about video this morning, and you listed as an important tool in your social media strategy, but I think probably most of us don't feel like we're necessarily, well-trained in that regard. Help us out a little bit.
That's right. Well, I think an important fact to start out this discussion with is saying that over 100 million hours of video are watched each day on Facebook. So you can just take by that number the importance that we place on social media and video. Mm-hmm. But the two most common complaints we hear are, number one, I'm not a production person, and number two, I don't know what content to use. So today we're actually going to tackle the I'm not a production person complaint and give you some suggestions there.
Okay, good.
So one of the first things to consider are the free tools that are available to you. So Facebook and Instagram Live are both available, and you should use those to your advantage. The expectation for the production level isn't quite as high as something that's been filmed and placed on either of those outlets because people know it's live. So if you make a mistake, it's not as big of a deal. So while you still want to be professional, again, the expectation level of the production quality just isn't quite as high. So it's something that people can use and with a little bit more comfort. And then two tips as far as when you are filming. Number one, be aware of your surroundings. It's amazing how many times you see someone showcasing an awesome product or talking about their service, and they're doing it right in front of a trash can or some other unsightly feature in their store. So take a minute and step back and really look at what you'll be filming, whether it's a live shot or something that you're filming to post later. Nobody wants to see your trash can.
Right.
And also pay attention to that lighting. If you're showcasing a product or talking about something that you'll be referencing, you want to make sure that it's got some light to it so that people can actually see it. And also your face. If you're the one on camera talking, you want to make sure that you're not sitting in a shadow and that people can both hear and see you very clearly. There are also, so we've talked about Facebook and Instagram Live, but there are also some simple editing tools. So if you want to film something, if you're not comfortable being 100% live, you can, even a simple Google search. We use WeVideo a lot internally with our team, but if you do a simple Google search, you can find both free and very low-cost editing tools that are incredibly simple, kind of drag and drop. So you film something on your phone, you drag it into the system, and it allows you to update graphics. And it's important to note that the majority of us, and if you think about your own use, particularly on Facebook, you're watching a lot of video with the sound off. So adding closed captioning is a definite bonus in some of those editing tools. And then lastly, I think it's important for everyone to understand when they do need to bring in a professional. So we're talking about the fact that you don't have to have a professional production person, but there are some things that you will want to bring in a professional, even if it's just to consult and help you get set up on the path to success. So if you're planning on filming something to use for a commercial on television, you might want to consider bringing in a professional to help you in that area.
That's good advice. That really is good advice. And it's things that people, if you don't do that for a living, you just don't think of.
Right, exactly. Again, how many times do we see trash cans in the background?
Yeah, good point. You are owner of Impressions Marketing and Events in Georgetown. Tell folks how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can find us at impressionsmarketingandevents.com, and then, of course, also on social media, Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much.